Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I've just muted everyone so that we can have a clearer call here. And I am in Fort Worth, Texas, where I am going to attend the Kenneth Copeland Southwest Believers Conference. I'm in a hotel across the street from it, and I got to watch the sunrise over beautiful wide skies that you can see here in Fort Worth. Today is a birthday. And I have the birthday girl with me. It's Shelley, my oldest child and my older daughter. And she's not in here right now because, she peeks through the door. Today is her birthday. I wonder for whom. I'll sing that whole song to her. It's our birthday song, but it might take too much time right here. But anyway, honey, I love you very much, and you're great.
For you and Dad. Mom was just a young little girl.
I mean young.
I'm
still young.
Yeah, you still are, you know. And so I'm just so thankful. I think birthdays should go to Mommy.
Yeah, that's right. I got a big old kiss from Shelly, and she's got to go back and get ready because we're going to go hear Jerry Savelle this morning as soon as the call is over. But I think I should share something with you that happened as I know I'm supposed to share this with you. While it's fresh off the, you know, hot off the press, we were driving from the airport, and we were passing all of this open Texas scenery, looking out the window, and the sky was particularly beautiful, and I heard the voice of the Lord. And this has been cooking in me for a while. Sometimes you don't know the leading of the Lord, what's been cooking in you, but I see that it has been. And I want to start with a scripture, 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. There is, the Bible speaks of an inner man and an outer man. We are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. And sometimes it uses the word spirit. In this scripture, it uses both the word spirit and the word heart. So when the Bible in the New Testament speaks of your heart, it is speaking of your spirit. And this scripture speaks of that hidden man, which the world cannot see as it looks at you. They only see the outer man, the body that your heart lives in. Now, for some time, here's how I know this has been cooking. A tweet that I sent about 3 days ago, and I'll read it to you. And I do wish that all of you prayers particularly would get on my tweets, follow my tweets, because there, if I feel that I have an urgent prayer request, I just tweet it right out. I do all my own tweeting, and I just tweet it right out to you. It's not hard. Some of you, if you have a cell phone, you have a smartphone, you can tweet, and it's easy. So anyway, I'll read you the message that I tweeted about 3 days ago, I think it was now, three or four. And you'll see what's been cooking in me. Years ago, 30 years ago, my oldest grandchild, granddaughter that is, it belongs to my son Terry, Quatesy. I know how old it is because she just had her 30th birthday. And we were in a camp meeting with Charles Cowan in Tennessee, and we were singing, great singing. She and I was with Shelley and Bob, her husband and family. I was speaking there at the camp meeting, and they were singing a song, and up on the overhead projector, they had the words of the song, and there in the word of the song was the word heart. I had typed that no telling how many times because Kenneth Hagin's where I learned about this hidden man of the heart. So I'd seen that word many, many times, but today something happened to it that day. The word heart, H-E-A-R-T, the E popped out in the boldface right out of the word. Then the A popped out, and then the R popped out. And the Lord's voice, I heard it say very strongly, the ear that you hear, and then the H popped out, the word hear, the ear that you hear me with is in the middle of your heart. I put it there, and I amplify it. Then there was a more word that he was about ready to amplify the hearts even of all of us, ears. Well, we got word then that my daughter-in-law had gone into labor early, that the baby had to come early, and she had swallowed amniotic fluids, and by the time we got there, we knew the trouble was coming. I flew home, and then they told us one time she probably wouldn't live through the night, that she was the sickest baby in the Tulsa hospitals. So what happened was we had to hear what the doctor said, but we had to hear what God said on the inside of us. And that's why he had spoken to me for, he had to get that message over to me right for Quasi's sake, the little baby. The ear that you hear me with is in the middle of your heart. I am going to amplify your hearing. Well, that developed into a sermon that I sometimes called The Heart Message, and put a little mini book out called The Hearing Heart. About, I don't know, a couple of days ago, too, I got an email from Mark Ritter. And Mark told me that he carries that book with him all the time and has for years, and that the Lord has been speaking to him about the church hearing and God's amplifying that hearing. So yesterday we were driving along, and I heard the voice of the Lord. You judge this, but I believe, and you always judge what people say that they heard from the Lord. You're not judging the people, but you're judging what the word. You have the right to do that. And so I listened, and the Lord said, those believers who say they hear my voice will hear it. Those who say they don't hear my voice, and then this was just a thought. Those who say, this is the words I heard, those who say, who will say, I hear the voice of the Lord, will hear the voice of the Lord. Those who say, I know what to do, will know what to do, because I hear the voice of the Lord. Now, for some time, too, I've been thinking about our words. Now, we have to be very watchful of our words, because I believe there's going to come a time when what we say, positive or negative, will come to pass very quickly. So the what I heard yesterday, let's get this straight. Those who will say, I hear the voice of the Lord, will hear the voice of the Lord. Those who say, I know what to do, will know what to do. So, and then I had this thought, well, you know, we do have what we say. And if someone would say, oh, I wish I heard the voice of the Lord like somebody else, then you're not going to hear it. But you have to say that you hear the voice of the Lord. Now, my son Chip had called me. I didn't get here down to Brother Copeland's until just last night, and my first service will be today. But he preached Monday night, and my son said, Mom, Chip, he said, Mom, Brother Copeland is on a different realm, and he was talking about the voice of the Holy Spirit there in John when Jesus was talking and giving them, just before he went to heaven, after Judas left, he started giving them new creation realities, what was going to happen. The Holy Spirit is going to come. And so he used that scripture. Brother Copeland used that scripture. The Holy Spirit will speak, not of himself, but what he hears, that will he speak. And he will show you things to come. Well, that's been one of my favorite verses forever, for a long, long time. I don't want to stretch. For a long, long time. And so evidently, the Lord has been, like, dealing with me. You can order that little book, The Hearing Heart. It's just a little mini book. You can get it for $2 by calling that number. I don't have it right in front of me because I'm, you know, here on the phone, but it's our 800 number. And you can get it for $2, and we'll pay the shipping if you order more than, like, let's say, and you order 10 or so, up to 10, we'll pay the shipping. After that, you'll pay the shipping. But the book is called The Hearing Heart. Now, here's a tweet that I sent about 3 or 4 days ago. And it was an urgent one. I didn't put the word urgent in there, but I felt the urgency. Pray that the United States, British, and Israeli leaders will hear and yield to the voice of the Lord regarding Iran. All the saber rattling and the tension that's going on right now in the near the Gulf of Hormuz. Perhaps Iran trying to close that. All of that that's going on over there, I think, in my own mind, that this is not yet, we're not yet to go into that Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. I think that it's like a pushing from the enemy to force us to go into it early. When President Trump pulled back from pressing the trigger button recently, I think that was God, and I think it was an answer to our prayers. So when I pray, and I don't know that this is the will of the Lord, but I feel that it's the will of the Lord that we don't go into war right now. I know there's one coming, but its leader's going to be not Iran. Iran's the number one ally. So to me, all of this doesn't just fit Ezekiel 38 and 39, but things are happening. Things are happening. In the news today, I went on to Jerusalem Post, and Iran is denying that the United States brought down a drone. And so this came out of Iran today. No Iranian drone has been brought down, the ISNA news agency quoted Iran's defense minister on Wednesday as saying, after the U.S. said it has taken action against two Iranian drones in the past week. The U.S. said last Thursday that a Navy ship had destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz after the aircraft threatened the vessel, but Iran said it had no information about losing a drone. On Tuesday, the U.S. military said one of its ships had taken defensive action against a second Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz last week, but it did not see the drone go into the water. Iran says, now Britain says they haven't done it, but you can't always believe what these folks say, either side. Geneva, this came out of Geneva. Britain, this is what Iran has said. Britain has sent a mediator to Iran to discuss the freeing of a British-flagged tanker seized by the Islamic Republic last week. The head of the Supreme Leader's office said on Wednesday, according to their news site. Tensions spiked between Iran and Britain since the Islamic Republic last Friday seized the tanker Steno Impero, saying it had collided with the vessel. So they seized that tanker. In Iraq, there's another item. A drone attacked Iraqi security forces on Friday that were deployed 180 miles north of Baghdad. The mysterious drone incident is still being investigated, and it's not clear where it came from or who carried out the attack that left several wounded. U.S. has been blamed for it, but they say they didn't do it. I suspect it's probably, I don't know. The day of the drone incident was the same day the U.S. said it used electronic warfare to take down an Iranian drone that was harassing the USS Boxer near the Straits of Hormuz. So, folks, whenever our ships are threatened, British ships are taken, it's hot over there. And so that's why I put out that tweet. And what better could you say and pray is that our leaders will hear and yield to the voice of the Lord, particularly regarding this, but regarding everything. Now, a bit of good news before we actually do pray. I think it's good news. It's good news tinged with a little bit of I don't like it news. The United States House, overwhelmingly and okayed a resolution opposing the BDS, Israel boycott, in a rare bipartisan vote. The House, not the Senate, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution Tuesday opposing an international effort to boycott Israel as Democrats try to tamp down increasingly heated political rhetoric over differences with the longtime U.S. ally, Israel. The resolution passed on a vote of 398-17. And, of course, you can guess who voted against it. The squad, those four women, and they were among the 16 Democrats who voted against it. The resolution puts the House on record opposing the pro-Palestinian BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, and its efforts to target U.S. companies that do business with Israel. The movement has grown in recent years, and Israel sees it as a threat. Supporters of Israel view it as an attempt to delegitimize the Jewish state. And so we've been with CUFI and others. We have been fighting the BDS movement, and we're glad to see this come out of the House. And it is bipartisan, and we're glad to see that. The only thing I don't like about it is they stuck this little rider in there. A two-state solution remains the best way to justly resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But that's the thinking of a lot of people, not my thinking. But they're trying to, in the House, they're trying to say we're really pro-Israel, even though some of the radical ones have come out against Israel. So I want us to pray, and I want to go back to the fact that there is a hidden man of the heart, and we can hear God. And it seems to me that I'm to begin to say more. I hear the voice of the Lord. I know what to do. This would be regarding our 3BI school that's coming up and what we teach there. And it would regard Migdal Arbel. I hear the voice of the Lord, and I know what to do. I really believe our voices are going to be amplified, and quickly, more quickly, we're going to have what we say. So that means our ears to hear the Lord. Think about it. That's what Jesus said. He said, "I say what I hear the Father say. I do what I see the Father do." And then we're told in the Word that the works that He does are supposed to become greater out of the body of Christ. And so, Father, in the name above all names, I just want to praise You and thank You that the Holy Spirit speaks. And You have designed us, made us spirits in Your image. And the inner man has the same qualities of the outer man, the same attributes, characteristics. The inner man has eyes. You told us while we look at the unseen and not at the seen. The inner man has ears. You have told us in many cases, to hear what the Spirit says to the church. You said that, hear what the Spirit says to the church. Now that seems that we have the ability to hear or not hear. You wouldn't have told us to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church if we couldn't hear, and if we couldn't, like, determined to hear. It's like it's on us. Father, help me. Help me to listen. Help me to listen to You. And I know what the Bible says, and I know what Chip told me Brother Copeland preached on Monday night. The Holy Spirit's always speaking. And so help me, dearest Father, help me always hear. I say, I hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I believe this, that you spoke to me yesterday on that road, that Texas road, is what you're saying to the church. That we can hear you, and therefore we can obey you. Holy One, we pray first of all for our leaders and those who are in authority. President Donald John Trump, the Vice President, the White House, the administration, the clerks, even. And we lift up the House of Representatives. We're glad we stood with Israel in that house yesterday. We lift up the Senate, each senator. Their constituents are represented here on this phone. Right now, do what I'm going to do and lift up your senators. Father, in the name above all names, I lift up Senator Blunt, Roy Blunt. I lift up Senator Josh Hawley. I lift up our governor, and I lift up our representatives, mine being Billy Long. And Father, in the name above all names, we lift them up for this purpose, that they would hear your voice, that you would, Holy Father, visit them, visit the president, come upon him in his dreams. I know he prays. Come upon him when he prays, as he walks. May he hear the voice of the Lord. Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, the State Department, the judges, oh, Holy Father, the judges, all the federal judges, the nine, yes, but all the federal judges, our local judges. Oh, Father, speak to them and let them know you've spoken to them. I've been reading about Daniel. I've been reading the book of Daniel, and you spoke to Nebuchadnezzar. He was an evil king. And you spoke to him. Sometimes he yielded to you, sometimes he didn't. But you spoke to him. Speak to our kings. Speak to the kings of the earth. We have a new one in Britain. Speak to him. He's stepped into so many things, Father, with Brexit and then with this business in the Gulf. Speak to him. Guide him. And let him know it's you. And, of course, Israel, Father. Right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Those in Israel of the leading party and the opposition parties and all of those who are leaders. Oh, Father. They are the leaders of Israel. In a way, I know they may or may not be, who knows, the descendants of David. But Holy Father, in the name above all names, they're there. They are the leaders. And, oh, Father, in the name above all names, we ask that they know what to do about Iran and the Gulf of Hormuz situation. Lord God of Israel, I worship you, I praise you, I give you glory. We've prayed in our known tongue. Now help us pray in the unknown tongue. Give us the utterance that we are promised in 1 Corinthians 14:2, which it says, when a man speaks in tongues, he speaks not unto men, but unto God. Men don't understand him, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. One of the mysteries, Lord, is Romans 9, 10, and 11, which you call the mystery of Israel. We want to pray about that now. Elivratoshe. Tambarakala dino no salvetito. Kele brasota de mahalabrate. Egerno macala dino vrate. Bistia nobre e chato macala caladito.
Perfrano, perfrano, perfrano. O paladillo dopo cosciato. Diete di maratisco tonini calabrato toro goho bete. Isato, isato vrete. Father, if any on this line are in an area which is known bad weather, flooding, I lift them up. I lift them up particularly. Isha de baratoshe mandanya ne cobrata, to hear your voice and know what to do and to have the blessing of the Lord upon them, even in situations that seem so itabaha, so impossible. Father, let us see possible things, blessings. Ilabro te himalatovre beshando, ikalabra disco donye ni makala kaladinho hovrete, in the name above all names. We do appreciate you so much for joining us in prayer. Just think of all of our voices going up today. And as we thank him and praise him and ask that he, I ask for all of us on this line, Lord, dig out the ears of our heart. It says that you did that for our Lord when he walked the earth. It says that in Isaiah. Dig out my ears that I hear you better. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, Balahavratino. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Well, folks, bless the Lord. I'm going to have to get around here and to get over to the meeting this morning. It's 8:30, coming on just about one more minute. And the meeting starts at 9. So let's lift up Kenneth Copeland Ministries and their leaders. Heavenly Father, we lift up all these people. I know the work that it takes for to put on something like this and bring people to hear the word of the Lord. I lift up all the Kenneth Copeland administration and staff, but I also lift up the leaders. Oh, God, let us hear through ministers. That's one way we hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let us hear today what the Spirit is saying in our own hearts, in the word of God, and in these meetings. Thank you, Lord. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom. And be sure to tune in today at our noon prayer. Still be broadcast. Shalom, Shalom.